It is the weekend. I hope you had a lovely weekend. I'm sure you did. The football was good. And we're going to talk about all of that for the next hour or so. And to join me, I've got Neil and I've got Beth Lindob. We've also got Sam from Back of the Net podcast, which is all based on Bournemouth. You're going to be talking to me about Bournemouth's statement win at Manchester United. But I've titled this Wise Men Say, which I know is gender specific, Beth, so I do apologise. But it's blame Elvis Presley is what I would say. And then Elvis became the Pet Shop Boys, which is one of the better covers, I think. I'm generally cover sceptic, but I feel like the Pet Shop Boys did a great job on that. And then, of course, our friends in Sunderland.
Absolutely, yes. Across the board, everyone's got it.
Yeah, so there you are. So it is Wise Men, whether we like it or not. And, of course, the Wise Men back in the day. We had a big Christmas again. But those guys, I've titled it because I've got some quotes from some men, and we're going to talk about whether they are correct. So we'll get straight in, and it is Ruben Amorim, Beth, who says, as a wise man, that this is maybe the worst team in the history of Manchester United. Is he right?
He's the wisest man, isn't he, really, with that statement? It is a bold statement. It's a bold strategy, isn't it, really? I mean, he had one a couple of weeks ago, didn't he, where he sort of conceded that United weren't immune to the possibility of relegation, and it all felt very Roy Hodgson. Doesn't probably feel like the best way to get fans on side. But they are pretty abject, aren't they? I mean, I'm 25, so for majority of my adult life, United have been pretty poor. I think obviously there were teams in the 70s that weren't at the very best. So I don't know, maybe people who've been around a bit longer would say it was one of them, but they are pretty poor. I think if you're a United fan, the biggest frustration is, you know, they turn in a performance like they did at Anfield a couple of weeks ago, and even Bruno Fernandes comes out, to be fair to him, after the game and says, you know, if we can do this here, then why aren't we able to do this every week? And I think, you know, there does seem to be a theme this season, even under Amorim, where United raise the game for the teams that they're maybe not expected to beat, but then these teams, when they, you know, they're at home and the fans are hoping and expecting for performance, they're not quite able to turn it in. So I don't know if it's quite the worst United team. I still think they're better than what they're putting out at the moment, but I think in terms of having a team to be proud of and having an identity, then they're probably up there for worst United teams.
Beth says it's quite a statement, and he knows it's a statement. I don't know if you've seen the full clip. I watched, you know, the longer clip of it, and he sort of says, I'm going to use it after a headline. Here you go. This is, and then says it, that maybe this is maybe the worst team in the history of Man United, and then says, right, that's your headline.